Time once again for the adventures of Bertha and Carl. The continuing story of a brave woman from the small Midwestern community of Pratt Falls who goes through life trying to find herself, even though most of the time she is beside herself. Today's episode is entitled, Bertha Still Gets Grilled. As you recall, Bertha is being interrogated by an evil, limping man known only as Carl. Carl has been desperately hoping that among the stories Bertha related of her many husbands will be some important piece of information to report back to his anxious government. After the more amusing tales, the twisted Carl rewards Bertha with just enough junk food to enable her to struggle through the next story. But before we return to the rat-infested dungeon where our Bertha is being tormented, we look in on Bertha's oldest and dearest friend, Eunice Merriweather, who sits alone in her modest home on Hope Street, suffering a torment of her own. As we part the heavy sash on the custom buttermilk drapes with big blue daisies on them, we hear...
Hello?
Miss Merriweather, did you just get in?
No, I've been sitting here in the house for days, Dr. Highwater. I just haven't answered the phone.
Call me Helen. Is anything wrong?
No. I've just been thinking about what you told me during our last session.
About me raising my rates?
No, about me and my feelings about Bertha.
You mean your feeling that Bertha was really evil deep down inside and should be punished?
Oh, don't say things like that.
You said it. I didn't.
Well, yes. And how you said the problem was not with Bertha, but was really with me.
No, I said it was the way you viewed Bertha. The guilt isn't because of you as you. It's because of the way you see you and Bertha. Understand?
No.
Don't feel bad. I think I just lost me, too.
Dr. Highwater, I want to thank you for all you've tried to do to help me, really. I'm sorry your time couldn't have been spent on a better person.
Do you mind if I come over?
No, but why?
I think I need to come over.
I really don't feel like company just now.
No, you should think of it as a house call.
And as Eunice sinks deeper into depression, Bertha is still being interrogated. We'll join her in Carl's secret hideaway in just a moment, but first...
Feather Foods is changing its name. Feather Foods is changing its name to Bird of Prey.
What? You mean I won't be able to buy Feather Foods anymore?
Feather Foods will still be there, but the sticker will say Bird of Prey.
But I used Feather Food party stuffed sparrows at my wedding. And my mother uses Feather Food chicken beak meal loaf for my dad's low cholesterol diet.
Feather Foods is still around.
Oh.
But now it's called Bird of Prey. Look for the Bird of Prey's bright green wings in your supermarket frozen food case.
Thank you.
And
goodness.
Look for the special Bird of Prey introductory offer.
Oh?
A 5-pound, fully cooked chicken foot ham.
Ham?
Artificially flavored with a rich, food-like taste.
Oh, then it's kosher.
Yours for just 79 cents in this special introductory offer.
I'm on my way.
Feather Foods is changing its name to Bird of Prey. Remember... The sticker with the label may be peeling off the package, but the good food inside is the very same you knew and loved for years, under another name. Bird of Prey, fine poultry products.
Bird of Prey is featured at all Ma and Pa supermarkets.
We rejoin the brave woman from Pratt Falls in the rat-infested dungeon somewhere far away. It may be the dim light playing tricks on us, but it would appear that the interrogator is a little frayed around the edges, as we hear Bertha say.
You're no fun, Carl.
What do you mean?
Oh, just what I said. You saved my life, take me out to dinner, drug me, take me to this rat-infested dungeon. You're no fun, Carl, and I think you're secretly kinky.
Sticks and stones can break my bones.
I'd like to prove that.
I always think time again.
Carl, you know how trying this is, telling you all these stories. They're my personal memories. They're very painful for me.
You don't want me to show you what painful really is, do you?
No. All right. Who do you want to hear about now?
Not yet. Let me thread the tape into my recorder.
You've been recording these?
Yes, I was supposed to record your story. I had no idea there would be so many of
them.
Well,
if none of the husbands I told you about are the right ones, why don't you erase the tape?
I'm thinking of releasing them as a double album, a late-night television offer.
Oh, Carl.
There. Begin.
No. What would you give me for this story?
I'm letting you live.
Dead persons tell no tales.
What if I said I wasn't going to give you anything?
I'd say you wouldn't get told what you wanted to get told.
Oh, all right. A ham sandwich.
With cheese?
All right, with cheese.
With cheese?
Talk!
Let's see. Have I told you about Leo?
Yes.
Swami Veranda?
Yes.
Rastus?
Yes. And Barney and Gordon and Pat and Mike and Vic and Sade and Rush and Howard and Will.
Which time?
Which time?
Yes. Wilbur died twice.
You're kidding.
No, Carl, I don't kid.
Twice, eh?
Yes. The first time we only thought he had died. Wilbur was my first husband, and we were on our honeymoon in New York. We were two young, naive Midwesterners doing the Big Apple, seeing the sights, having a wonderful time, little suspecting the terrible trick fate would play.
Oh, Bertha, darling, I am having such a wonderful time. Are you, my love?
Oh, yes. All of the big Broadway theaters.
Yeah.
Wilbur, next time, could we go inside the theaters to see a show, maybe?
I don't know. They can be awfully expensive. And the New York on $7 a day book advises against it.
Oh.
But if my darling widow baby doll wants to see a show, let's throw caution to the wind.
Oh, Wilbur, control yourself. People are looking.
Let them look.
Shall we get a bite to eat?
You're all I need.
Wilbur.
Oh, all right. Gee, Bertha, this is our honeymoon. We're supposed to act like silly newlyweds.
But not on the sidewalk. Besides, we've got the rest of our lives to newlywed.
Oh, I love it when you do that.
Let's go get a sandwich.
Okay. The book advises the hard art. Sounds interesting.
Well, there's one. Let's go in.
Look at all the people.
My, everyone looks so busy. This is nothing like a diamond dime back in Pratt's Bar.
Of course not. This is New York, and New Yorkers are so...
You're going to yap in line or you're going to go in?
Oh, we're sorry. It's our first time in New York.
Oh, Christ, out of towners, out of my way.
Oh, mister, you kids will screw here. Oh, wait.
I've got 30 minutes for lunch, out of my way.
That's my wife you're shoving, buddy.
That's your problem.
And we better get moving through the line before someone else comes.
Pardon me.
We're moving.
No. Did you say you were from Pratt's Bar?
That's right.
Well, I have an aunt who lives just over the hill in Midway City.
Really?
Small world, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
I take it you've never eaten in a hot aunt before.
Well, no. You see, we're on our honeymoon.
I understand. May I...
May you what?
May I show you the ropes, that sort of speak?
Would you?
May I?
Oh, please do.
Well, you see all those little glass windows?
Yes.
Well, behind each window is something to eat. A pudding, a jello, maybe a sandwich, hot on tray, cake, pie.
Oh, nice.
How do we get the food out?
Well, beside each window is a little coin slot.
Yes.
You simply drop in nickels until you paid for the food. The little window opens.
How clever.
Oh, my. Look at the time. I must be running. I hope you folks enjoy yourself. I give my love to Aunt Apple.
What's her last name?
Oh, forget it. He can't hear you.
Oh, well. That certainly changed my mind about New Yorkers.
What a nice man.
And so helpful.
Well, let's get some change and have lunch. Uh-oh.
What is it?
My wallet's missing.
Maybe you left it in the room.
No, I had it with me at the zoo.
Well, that's strange. A wallet doesn't just get up and leave.
All our money was in that wallet.
Oh, don't be silly.
What?
I'm your wife, aren't I?
No wife of mine is going to have to pay for my lunch.
But I have your money.
What?
I went through your pockets while you were in the shower.
You what?
Mama always taught me that if you took over your husband's money, you'd never regret it, and she was right.
How resourceful. But my wallet.
We'll buy you another wallet.
But it had our picture in it.
Oh, don't be silly. Oh, no. Not that picture.
Well, yeah.
Oh, Wilbur, you told me you destroyed the negative.
I did, but I kept one print for sentimental reasons.
Oh, if anyone should ever see that picture.
Are you going to yap all day, or are you going to eat?
We're going to eat. And if you push past me, I'll put this pocketbook right between your ears.
First time.
Hey, I didn't mean anything. Buy it, take it easy, lady.
Let's get our lunch, Wilbur.
I've never seen you so angry.
I wasn't angry.
But that look, that tone of voice.
Oh, well, you know, when in Rome.
Hey, hurry it up there.
Ah, shut up.
Oh, you sound so animal, Bertha, honey.
Well, I didn't want to upset you.
No, I like it. It gives me ideas for later.
Wilbur. I think you just take one of these trays. Very good.
Now, could you speed it up just a little?
Oh, your mother wears corrective army shoes.
Yeah, but my mother has feet.
She's better than I am.
Look at the wonderful selection, Bertha Harris.
Yes. I think I'll just have this little turkey pressed loaf sandwich. It smells a little funny. Well, I guess it must be so good. They wouldn't sell it if it wasn't. Wilbur?
Don't mind me. I'm just looking at all the wonderful things they have to choose from.
I'll find us a table. Oh, crap. Tore my napkin. Oh, well, I'm not very sloppy anyway. Oh, no. What's that? I wonder what's going on now. Excuse me, sir, ma'am. Oh, pardon me, sir.
What is it?
That's what I was going to ask. What's all the excitement about?
Well, some guy over there, he just puts his nickels in for a chicken salad sandwich and he tries to eat it.
Well, and everyone's excited?
You don't get it. He didn't take it out of the dispenser. He just started to eat it.
Well, I still just don't...
And the door closed.
Oh, my.
It's pretty gruesome. You better not look, lady.
Well, I'm pretty strong. I'll be able to tell my husband. He gets pretty squeamish.
All right. Just don't puke on my new shoes, see?
My, that is difficult, isn't it? Wilbur! Wilbur!
You know him?
My husband!
Was.
What's happening now?
Well, there's a little vacuum in the wall to clean the compartment.
Oh, it's sucking his body in. Oh, no!
Look, lady, I'll get it back. Wilbur. I just gotta get some change.
We thought Wilbur was dead. It took firemen 2 hours to get the correct change to vend his body.
Mm-hmm.
And when his body disappeared from the morgue, we just assumed it had been taken by necrophiliacs. But he wasn't dead.
I know, but he is dead now.
Yes, from guacamole. I mean oatmeal. He thought it was guacamole from sitting out for so long.
I've heard that one.
Oh, yes, that's right. Well, did you like it?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Is that the one? Will you let me go now?
No, don't be silly. It isn't even closed, but...
Yes?
Here's your sandwich. Ham and cheese on rye bread.
But I hate rye bread.
Picky, picky, picky. If you don't want
I'll take it. Yuck. Caraway seeds.
And at that same time, in a motel room of Sybil Kirtley, Bertha's arch-rival.
Max, I can't stand all this waiting.
I know, sweetie pie. Just when you get the perfect nasty thing to do to this Bertha dame, zip, she's gone.
It's so perfect, Max. I can blow up a plane at 600 yards. All I have to do is get Bertha on a plane.
Yeah? You gotta tell me how you do that sometime.
Oh, Max, I'm so lucky to have found you.
Yeah.
And you're so lucky to have found me.
Yeah, that too.
What am I going to do? If I don't find Bertha, I'll go out of my mind.
Have we got any wine left?
Well, it doesn't matter. If I can't find Bertha, I'll have to wreak havoc on someone else. The first person to come along in a plane.
What happened to the boy?
Will Sybil Kirtley wreak her havoc on some random victim? Or will our Bertha return in time to meet her doom? And what of Eunice? Join us tomorrow when we will hear Dr. Helen Highwater say...
The only way we're going to resolve this is a face-to-face confrontation with Dr. Gustav Wagner and his lover, Freddie Turner. I'm going to fly to Mexico and bring them back.
That's tomorrow on the further adventures of Bertha and Carl. This is Farrington Edwards Collier speaking.